Parshas Vayechi, we have the beginning of the Parsha. It says Vayechi Yaakov. So Rashi brings Loma Parshas Ustuma. Lefishakim Shenifte Yaakov Avinu Nistu Meinem V'Liv Moshe Yisrael Mitzaras Hashibut Sheshilu Shabdo. So he says, first, why is this Parsha Stuma? So he says, because when Yaakov was Nifta, the eyes and the heart of Klal Yisrael was Nista Mitzaras Hashibut. Secondly, he says, Davacha, Shebikesh Legal is a Ketz Labona V'Nista Mimen. He wanted to be Megal the Ketz, and it was Nista Mimen. So the first Parsha Shat is, the issue is, what does it mean Loma Parsha Zustuma? By definition, a parsha means that it's set aside. The sedrist, the way we have it, is a very late inyan. It's not. It's certainly not from the Mesiris. So, what parsha does it mean stuma? So the Pashto Pshat is more or less different lashonis. The Mefarshim say that Bemis, a parsha comes with as a new inyan. So until now was Yosef greeting Yaakov Avinu in Eretz Yisrael, and with that it's over. And now Vayechi Yaakov Eretz Yisrael really should be a new parsha mitzaratzma. That's b'chur pshat. Others say that the teva of the kadmonim who are metakin the parshas in the Torah, the sedrus as we call them, they actually. What made sure to start always with a full parasha. You don't start in the middle of a pasuk. So it's either the takarik admainim or in svara, one would assume that this parasha is a whole new parasha. It's a whole new tkufa Yaakov Avinu's life, and therefore lama nistima lama parasha stuma lefi shekim shni after Yaakov Avinu and so on. We would like to understand though what exactly. Yes, the Lashon is Leifa Lashon. It's a Parsha Stuma, and therefore it's Nistum Enehem. It's hard to understand that on a structural level. In other words, if the word would be Leifa Lashon, would be Leifa Lashon, you would have kind of something, a word that's Meramez Asasim, Stuma, makes sense, kind of. But over here, we're talking about why there's no Parsha, and we say it's this is Sasim, like this is Sasim. One wants to understand that a little bit more. That it has it's a little more substantive than just a lashon of sasim to be ramaz sasim. You then have over here the parsha of later on. You have the brachas that he gave, and we also have again there was a certain stima of inyanim from Yaakov Avinu. But the lashon chazal is in a few places. There's a lashon in the Yalkut in Iov. There's a lashon in Yalkut that's unique. I mean, it's one or two other places, but this is where he says it. Mesa sofelan emonim betams kenim yikach. It says that Kadosh Baruch Hu sometimes trips up the words of somebody who's faithful, betams kenim yikach, and sometimes he takes away the seichel of skenim. Ze Yitzchak v'Yaakov. These two people, Yitzchak v'Yaakov, sheshnehem bikesh. Bikshu legalis mistern shakadosh baruch hu. Both of them want to be megalim shakadosh baruch hu. Yitzchak kar le'esav, bikesh legalis le'es haketz. Shnem v'yikras esav b'noy agadol. So the v'yikras esav b'noy agadol means that he wanted to be megal the ketz. Yaakov kar le'bonav, bikesh legalis le'es haketz, shnem v'yos v'gidalchem. Yaakov called his children and he wanted to be megal the ketz, shnem v'yos v'gidalchem. So, Amalek HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Libanecha karasa v'li loy karasa. Your kids you called to the party, you know, I didn't get invited. V'loy oisi karasa Yaakov. So the pasuk v'loy oisi karasa Yaakov, it was described Yaakov. Hischaloyim Libanav v'koshem yikem, ha'yavu mechavna HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, you know, my sons, it should be mechavna HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amalek ma'balibcha, amalek echad. Very, very, very unclear what in the world are we talking about? What does it mean? The Shechina wasn't invited in. What does it mean exactly? In other places in Chazal, it says that the Avla was, he wants to megale matmoyin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But here, there's the Loshen is, V'lo Yisik HaRosi Yaakov, I wasn't invited to the party. And so he said, oh, he says, kids, V'vakosha mekem yim cham HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the, it's Pasha, what do the words mean? Then it says a Mashal. Mashal David was an Eved, that the king believed him on everything that he had. Boyes Eved Lamus, the Eved was going to die. Kor Labanav Lasoysam Nechayr. He called his kids and wanted to make them Nechayr. But Loimelem Heichan Deit Gishlehem. Where the Shtar Shechur is. The Melech found out, stood over there, and Bemela, he told them, he told the kids, you should be Mechabed the Melech. Keshen Shiz Mechabed Kol Yomai. Also, a similar a mashal that we don't begin to understand what the nimshal is. The Eved wanted to show them where the Shtar Shechur is. And then he saw the Melech standing there, so he said, no, you should be very, very careful with the Melech's covet. The nimshal here is merapsinig, what it means exactly, what it implies. So we have here in the parasha, two inyanim of stimas inayim. We have the inyan of the etzim das cholos golos, the parasha stuma, which is called stimas inayim, and the and then we have the gila ketz that he wanted to and be megal the ketz, and it didn't. He wasn't able to be megal it because of whatever Chazal say over here. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the inyan of Stimas Einayim and the parasha. The first thing we need to understand what does it mean Nistum Einayim. If it's a lashon in a lot of places, you find Sheshchira Einayim Zuchoshech Sheshchira Einayim Shaisov Exeris Sheshchira Einayim and so on and so forth. We've spoken a few times. We've mentioned that the first bria was Oyer. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Or first. We're always oimed on the Indian over here. What's the pshat? Why is that the first bria? As far as we're concerned, the Or is an accessory. The bria should have been Shemayim Oretz and so on and so forth. And Or is created, fascinatingly enough, on the first day, which is a very special day. It's not only the first bria, but the first day is Yom Echad. There's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's there. Malachim are not there. What's the bria of Ur? And the pshat is the a person, the Maisa bria, the Maisa of Bracious, was a Maisa that created things that are apart from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, things that have their own mitzias. But within the bubble of the Chalol HaShel Rishus, within the bubble of the world, they have their own parasha. They have their own mitzias. The having your own mitzias means that you're able to understand. You have a shlita with seichel on the world around you, and that means to be independent. Free choice means lies in the comprehension. So I can understand and see, I can understand and evaluate and make a decision. In the das of the person, in the fact that the person's seichel has a tfisa on his mitzias, that's where a person is independent. So if a person, the seichel, the das that we have, the shirish lies in the oyer. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed for things to understand. And let's understand why it's like, why that's oyer. When two things bump into each other, the resulting event is shaykh to inanimate also. If a rock hits the wall and the rock is not as strong as the wall, the rock goes back. I can have an animal that's the same thing. A little gelfish or whatever it is floating around bumps into something, so it bumps off. I can build in a little bit of a reaction so that it swims away quicker. But basically, contact means it's the etzem metzias versus the metzias. There is no processing of it. So bal chai that is at the level where just senses things blocking its way and it backs off, goes around, whatever it is, that's a very, very physical being. It's not really it's not the level of Bria we're talking about. We're talking about someone that when we see something, we didn't bump into it, but we see it down the road. That's where we have a seichel and a das and understanding. We say, aha, down this road, there's something blocking me. Down that road, it's free. At that level, only the das is operative. And understandably, there are other senses in a very, very minor way. Also, if I hear something at a distance, those are all prinus of re'iyah. So the Yom Echad, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one, is also the day when he gave Adam his own bubble. The stira of Yediyah and Bechira is locked in. The second day is called Yom Sheni because it's a day of Malachim, it's a day of Havdalah, it's a day where duality in the Bria is perceived as such. There's Shnias in the Bria. The Sheirish of all things that are problematic are Shnias. The first day is Adam and his Tfisa, and his understanding, and his idea, and so on and so forth. The emes, that oyer, is the sheirish of people's doing things. People's seichel and people's das is what makes them into bali bechira, or gives them the tools to be bali bechira, and it is what gives a person his maila, that he can think about a situation, understand it, digest it, and so on. The anything that is a steerer to it is a steerer to Tachas Adam. And a person needs to function with understanding and so on. If somebody, a chacham is in a bereish, what do you do if somebody's a ksil? If somebody is not smart, if somebody is not a bardas, he doesn't see, doesn't understand. So he has to rely on somebody else. It's something where he has to hold on to somebody's hand. Give me a hand, I'll lead you. The Gemara says on the Pasuk in Dvarim Vayisak, Mimashish Ke'iva Ba'afela, that you should be touching along like a blind man in darkness. Chazal asks, why is it that a blind man in a darkness, what's the difference if he's blind and dark and light is the same to him? So Chazal say, it's the ability to ask somebody else to help him. It's the ability to ask a person, someone else, if it's light outside, so even if somebody's blind, he can turn to the person and say, please help me. But if it's not light outside, he can't. And that's why Chazal say, you make birchas ha'ma'oiros, even if you're blind, because other people help you. It's a mile of other people to help you. So we have the ability for a person to function in the world. The most wanted way that a person functions in this world, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, is with seichel, with das, with havana, with control of his own matzav, and that all falls in a big tent under the rubric of ayir, because seeing is tfis and das of a person. Masha'in kain, without that, the person is basically helpless. On a higher darga, the Beis HaMikdash is called ayir shel olam. The nevuah, where it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do something without being megala, it's ozne avodah v'nevi'im. Nevuah is chazoin, it's a re'iyah. Nevuah is in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael and in Beis HaMikdash, our re'iyah is greatly enhanced. We have a deeper understanding of what's happening, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga, what he wants of us, where it's going to, how expected to act. In many, many ways, the person's, the chizim, the roya, like it says by Shaul, the Olefonim Yo'amad, they used to go to the roya and ask him, you know, what's going on, what's doing. That was the enhanced version of Re'iyah and so on and so forth. That all is Avodas Adam the way it should be, in a good matziv, in general matziv. There is a problem that a person becomes too independent, relies too much, like it says by Shimshon, ki yeshura hi be'enai. Shimshon said, don't worry, I know, but the lila is yeshuri be'enai. I have good eyesight, and she's right. Isha yasha be'enov, yaseh, meshvet ha-shoiftim. The person begins to be teifes his einayim as being 20-20 always. Even where the Torah said not like that. So the person is taking something that he's taking this ability, which is overarching and all encompassing in some way, and moving it way past the gvul, and it's Shulchan Aruch Baruch Hu's gvul is. The mida keneged mida is HaKadosh Baruch Hu projects gullus onto us. Gullus takes us away from Eretz Yisrael Beis HaMikdash. It's a certain kibui oyrish aloylam. Gullus, we're meshubed bein ha'umais, the nistamu einehem is the biggest aspect, the most difficult aspect of the gullus, because not only are we having problems, we don't even know what our problems are. We don't begin to understand what's happening to us and where we're supposed to go with it, and so on. That's the mohus of gullus. By Avram Avinu in the Krisas Bris Bein Absarim, the setting for it, that was the makom where gullus was nisbaset Avram. It was the Bris Bein Absarim. Krisas Bris Bein Absarim was the psura of going into Mitzrayim, and it was the psura of future gullus. And the afela choishech and the darkness, the terrible darkness that fell, is this aspect that in the phase of gullus, in the mode of gullus, then einayim or einayim is taken away from Klal Yisrael. The stimas parsha means as follows: the revach bein parsha leparsha is tizbein in the parsha. We hear dvar Hashem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, "Vaydavar Hashem Moshe lemer," so and so and so. Then that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to us. Then we need a space so that we can sit, think it through, and understand it. So that we can see it. So that we can inherit it, and it becomes our Torah. That's true of all parshas in the Torah. The parsha of Golos does not have a revach bein parsha, parsha l'zbonin, because it's a makom that there is no bina. And there's no makom to think. And that's why it's not, we have no shaychus to it. That is the parsha of, that's the stima seinayim. The kates of it is the need for the tikkun for it lies in a very different mahalach. It says Yaakov Avinu bikesh the galus as a kates. What did he want to do? He wasn't playing with dates. He wasn't playing with gematrias. What was the tachlis of being a galus a kates? The answer is if I understand, if I have a gilui of the Kates, then I have a tfisa of the Kates itself. Let's give an let's say I am stuck, I'm going to be stuck in a maze or in a dark room, and someone is going to, let's say I have a good memory, good visual memory and spatial memory and so on. And someone says, listen, you're going to go in, it's going to be dark. You count 10 steps, go right one step, continue onwards, and then a sharp left, and you're out. So that means be'etzem, it's a certain, I'm being mashlit, a certain p'chin of re'iya on that matziv. It's not mamish re'iya, but once I have a tfisa on the whole matziv, then even if the details are beholden from me, but still withheld from me, still I have a sense of the place, and it's re'iya. Golos. So Yaakov Avinu said, the ultimate golos. We're in golos now. They were in golos Mitzrayim. It had sort of not started, but they were in golos Mitzrayim, and he needed to be mevarich them. And the bracha they was going to give them was the ultimate re'iyah, the re'iyah of getting out of it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mezgala to him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'loy oisik rasi Yaakov. The tachlis of golos is not to figure how to get out of it, but to understand that at some point you have to give a hand and let someone else kavyach lead you. That's not, what about me? That's not the tachlis of golos. Giving them the kates is destroying the tikkun that golos is supposed to do. The tikkun of golos is that even within that world that's kulei or, there's moments of choshech, and at those moments we have to give a hand. There's nothing else. And if we don't do it, then we're missing the point. And that's the pshat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mezgala to him and said, what about me? So Yaakov changed his tune and he said, the tzeid of golos is to be mechaved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll be wandering blind. We won't have a handle on it. We'll be bewildered. We'll be lost. This is the time to give a hand to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's look up the parasha, another parasha that's extraordinary. There was somebody who was supposed to be Mashiach, and his name was Shimshon. The Rashi says, Shimshon's chet was ki shari be'inai. He was semech on his einayim. The terrible tikkun to that chet was the fact that there were menaker in Shimshon, that they blinded Shimshon. Rashi says when he was giving a bracha to Dan, Yaakov, and Yaakov is still going on with Yaakov is still in the mode. The whole parsha here is a parsha of Golos and Gula, and Yaakov Avinu, Rashi says over here that he was being mevarich his children, and he says, the Chazal say over here, Rashi says that Nisnabesh Yinakhu Plishtim as Enov, Vesefa Loima Zachainan of Chaskena Achapam. Chazal say over here that he thought that this is Mashiach, and when he saw him blinded, he said, this one also? Like, so who's left? And then he said, Lishu Oscha Kivisi Hashem, that I give up. The only one possible to turn to is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the irony is almost that in his rutzen to be Megala the Kates, He was Megala, the side of Gula, but it's a very different one. In other words, in the Nekiras Einayim of Shimshin, which closed the lights even for Yaakov Avinu, and Yaakov Avinu said, I give up, L'shu'osra kivis Hashem, that's where he deherd that Gula. The other part of the Chazal, the second half of the Chazal we mentioned, with the Daitki, with the Shtar Shichru, the Melech had Shtar Shichru prepared for his Evet's children. And obviously, he wasn't trying to steal from his Odoin. The Evet has no ability to write a Shtar Shichru himself. What he wanted to do was, he knew that there's Shichur waiting for them. And this would be the Odoin's Matana to him, that he'd free his children. But he thought that they would get it. They would get their Shichur by him giving it to the kids. It's there already. And his Odin said, no, it's all about me. Not about the Shtar Shichur. It's I want to be Meshach your children. I want to give them, and that's why he said he's Zoro Bekvoid of the Odin. The Tachlis, the Avoida there, is not that, but it's the Zoro Bekvoid of Shul Odin. This Indian over here, obviously, is Nogea to the big picture. It's the get to the picture of the ultimate picture, Klal Yisrael and Golas and Gula. The understanding what makes Golas terribly difficult is we learn the VM and Akash Baruch Hu is telling us what's going on and what we need to do. We didn't always feel like doing it. We didn't always want to hit a Navi, but at least if you wanted to, you know exactly why things are happening, what things are happening, and so on. And the avoda and the sign was to hear, listen to the Navi, to take heart and to follow along. Chazal were Mo'ir Shalolam, or the same thing by Beis Hamikdash. It says that Chazal, that he killed out Chachmei Yisrael, and he said he was, he heard this, came to ask Buddha what kapara they needed, and he said, well, he was... He should give the Irish Olam. Chazal were able to be magdif for us and to teach for us events, and those events became and we knew, at least we had an insight understanding what, when, and so on and so forth. Today we're ve'ena yodea ve'ein itonu yodea admo. There's nobody who knows anything, who understands anything. The wrong way to go about it is by trying to figure it out. The nesayin of our dair, of our dairis, talking about the dairis of the golos that has no ketz. The Maral writes in Netzach that the problem would be megala de ketz. Is you destroy the tachlis of this golos. The tachlis of this golos is that it's a the endlessness of it is the golos itself. The chashecha sheboy is the golos. So that whatever tachlis and whatever tikkun comes out of it, looking for shortcuts is a hefek of what the nisayon is. The answer to our Dor's Nisyonis is not by any particular finding out the right avoida, skula, whatever it is. The Nisyon of the Dor is that sometimes you need to rely on somebody else. That your eyes are not good, and no one's eyes are good. And when when you're blind, you have to give someone a hand, and someone has to lead you. The Akadosh Baruch Hu, v'loy oisik rasa Yaakov. We're talking about Yaakov at the spitz of Nevuah, a Nevuah to take to save Kol Adairis. And Akadosh Baruch Hu says, by doing that, you left me out. there's a nekuda, the bottom nekuda, the end nekuda is me, and I need to be invited in. What a person need, what Klal Yisrael needs to do is to be mekabel omar shemayim. That's understand, bitachen. There's a misunderstanding of bitachen. The shallow and terribly wrong understanding of bitachen is, well, I have my cheshbonos, and this is the way I think things should run. This is the way I should run my life. Bitachen means there's cheshbonos mekubalim make. And this goes negative this, and this goes that, and I need to do this and that, and that's how business, that's how it'll work out. That's not the pshat in bitachen at all. Bitachen means I need to give someone else a hand and to learn that someone should lead me. For a person who's used to seeing on his own, and that's who we are, that's how Metzias is to the hair on our own. Giving someone else a hand is very, very, very difficult. It's very, very hard for an adult to do that because it's a certain bittle of yourself. And that is bitachon. Bitachon means I'm going in blind. I don't have an idea, and I don't have an idea in any sense of the word. And I'm not looking for nevuas. And I'm not looking for Ruach HaKodesh. I'm not looking for Kabbalah. I'm not looking for Gemachos. I need to give a hand and go in with the sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going with me. Gam ke'elech begeitz al mavis le'ira ro ke'atei modi. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when a person is begeitz al mavis, the shadow of death, le'ira ro ke'atei modi, when a person is in a matzav of tzal mavis, it's a valley that has a big shadow over it. It's the unknown to us. That whole metzias is something that we're blind. It's past where our sight goes, and we know that. And all the raid and all the nyanim don't give us the sense that we know what we're doing, and we don't. But the ki'ata imadi, I just know you're with me. That's, and I need to make that transition. It's a terribly difficult transition. Because we're so used to relying on ourselves and our understanding and our sight, and we can't. So that's the Klal Yisrael's avodin goals. On a personal level, it's so much. It's part of understanding tkufis in a person's life, understanding that, and it's a difficult steer to be oymed in. Because when we need to use our das and our seichel for our veda, we need to use it. We need to use it. We need to think, to understand, to plan. That's the chelik of avodas adam. And then the matzavim, when a person just needs to understand that this is a parasha stuma. This is a parasha where we have no understanding and no das, and we're going to have to rely that if we're doing the right thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, we don't understand where we're going, how we're going, why we're going, when we're going, but we're holding on, and that's the midah of bitachon. So on a personal level, every person has different tekufis in life, and they vary in different intensities in terms of how much Hester and so on, but those kufis are there, and somewhere else. And bitachon means HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to stop relying on my eyesight and rely on holding on to him. In the Gemara in the end of Saita, we have a member of Pinchas Ben Yoyah. Pinchas Ben Yoyah was in Dola Tanoim. Pinchas Ben Yoyah was the one that Pinchas Ben Yoyah was the one who gave us our ladder for Avodas Hashem. The Mesillas Yesharim Sulam is a Pinchas Ben Yoyah Sulam. He finishes Kemat, the end of Soita, in the Mishnayos, it says that in the times of Mashiach. So it's amazing how people darshan every single Gemara about the times of Mashiach. This is Simon, that's a Simon, other things are Simon. He says there's no Choike, there's no Dorish, there's no Shoel. The Eitzah is, because that's the Tachlis of it, is Lishoen Alavina Shabashamayim. It's not a Tkufa when we have something intelligent or wise or understanding. But that Gufa forces us to explore something we didn't have before. The parasha here is a parasha that is extraordinary and goes to the very heart of the different kufis person goes through and different kufis klaisa goes through. And we who definitely are very in the heart of the Mayim Shalom Seif of the Golas in the Ramban says that the parallel of our Golas and Mitzrayim's Golas is the seeming endlessness and the seeming senselessness of it. And the fact that it seems as if just we're not going anywhere and we're dying out and we're finished, that's the same tkufa, Ramban shel suda tkufis, there was some sort of remez of a soif of a kates. We don't have a remez of a kates. And that's why the deepest and worst part of the Golas is the darkness, the nistmenem. There's no revach bin pasha to think. We don't know what to think about. We don't know how to think about. We don't have anything to think about. It's all just endless and going no place. No matter what we do, no matter how we do, it's not going any place. It's like somebody's stuck in a swamp and he just keeps getting slept in again and again and again. And it's endless, the swamp. That gufa is the gullus. It's not a measure of the gullus. It is the gullus. And the avoid of the gullus is like, it's the gullus came because we relied on Einayim, on the pagam of Ki Yeshari Beinayim, the Mida Keneged Mida, the Torah of Mida Keneged Mida is Nekiris Einayim, that the person who's called Einei Ha'eda no longer has Einayim. It's a point of almost Yush from Mashiach, where Yaakov Vinu says, I was so sure this is the one, now what? This is it. This was my card, was Shimshon. And now what? And in the Lishuascha Kivisei Hashem, that is the key to the Golas. The gili of the ketz lies in Lishuascha Kivisei Hashem. In the paradox that when you look up and HaKadosh Baruch Hu invites himself in, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the gili of the ketz. The gilui of the ketz lies not in what Yaakov wanted to say, but what Yaakov did say. In the Zorah B'Kvedah Shel Melech, in this saying is sometimes a person has to do things that are right, but he thinks they're going to go to the wrong place. I know if I do this, I'll accomplish so much more and it'll be much better for everybody, for Kal Yisrael, and Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Tikkun Olam, and everything in the world. But it's wrong. So don't do it. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu says, leave alone the cates. Your job is to find me. Look up, I'm here. When we become so bewildered we don't know where to go, and we say Lishosha Kibisi Hashem, in that piece of Yeshua lies the gili of the Gula Shleim Imperium.